You're listening to Blues and Roots Radio Album of the Week on bluesandrootsradio.com and bluesandrootsradio.com.au.
Welcome to Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week, right here on the Essential Channel on bluesandrootsradio.com. Thank you for joining us wherever you are in the world. This week, we're going to feature the debut release by Julie Abbey, who is based in Bristol in the United Kingdom. Julie infuses whatever style she turns towards, be it folk, Latin or jazz, with a rare sensitivity and emotional sincerity which immediately captivates and deeply moves her audience. Julie grew up in rural France, dancing and singing to the traditional bal folk music. She's been in the UK for the past 20 years and she's become adept at the English and Irish traditional songs and singing sessions while still drawing from her French folk roots. She's also well-versed in jazz and blues, and she brings a fresh voice and unique arrangements to English and Irish traditional songs. We're going to feature a track from the album, and I'm delighted to say that Julie is joining us for this show, where we chat about her background and also about this album. This is Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week. It's called Numberless Dreams, and the artist is Julie Abbey.
Hi, this is Julie Abbey, and you are listening to Blues and Roots Radio.
I went out to the hazel wood because the fire was in my head, and cut and peeled the hazel wand and hooked a bed to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in a stream and caught a little silver trout. When I had laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor and someone called me by my name.
Ooh.
is down in yon green valley. I'll meet her by and by. It was down in yon green valley. She is my heart's delight. Molly, lovely Molly, I will stay till the broad daylight. Went to church last Sunday, my true love, she passed me by. And I knew her mind was altered by the roving of her eye. Well, I knew her mind was altered to a lad of high degree. Molly, lovely Molly, your looks have wounded me. I took out a bottle and I held it in my hand, sang his glass to you, dear Molly. Our courtship's at an end, so raise your glass, dear Molly. I thought it caused your heart to yield, but a faint-hearted soldier never gained a battlefield.
Fabulous Julie Abbey, who has just released her debut album called Numberless Dreams, and it's our album of the week. And I'm so delighted to have Julie join us all the way from England to talk about this album and a little bit about herself as well. Julie, thanks so much for giving us your time. I wanted to ask, what age were you when you started in music, and was there music in your family?
So I was brought up on a farm in Poitou-Charentes, which is in the middle west of France. And as a child, I learned a bit of classical piano. But I think my main musical training was through listening and dancing to the beautiful traditional folk music from my region, both at home, where we had an amazing selection of Balfolk vinyls, and at the local cultural center, where I spent most of my childhood learning theater and traditional dancing. I began teaching myself the guitar when I was 15 and writing my own songs. But it's really in my late 20s that I started working on my voice and musicianship through studying vocal jazz and setting up my own folk and jazz projects in Brighton and then in Bristol.
And who were your influences growing up musically?
So I was very lucky that about 10 kilometers away from where I grew up, there was this very special cultural center called Le Centre Culturel La Marchoise. It was run by a group of local artists and musicians who were all born and bred in the area and could speak patois, the original rural dialect. And so they used to collect and arrange local songs and stories, as well as compose their own material. And they would perform it with their band, Les Brandoux, who I used to dance for as a child. And so I feel so indebted to them, because I feel they really instilled in me the passion for performing, but also for the transmission of traditional songs and stories, while keeping the tradition alive by creating new arrangements and compositions. Then as a teenager, I also discovered Malicorne and their deeply haunting songs and harmonies, which had a profound effect on me. And I was also very fond of John Baez. Then after I moved to England, my partner of the time, Humphrey, introduced me to Sandy Denny's music, taught me many songs, and also introduced me to the world of English and Irish traditional singing sessions, which has also been a huge source of inspiration for me.
So we've touched on you grew up in rural France. What really drew you to the music, and can you just tell me or explain to us a little bit about the bal folk music tradition?
So bal folk refers to the traditional music and dancing originally from the French countryside, which was often played on fiddle and accordion and other instruments depending on the regions. And in the past 20 years there's been a huge revival of it, so now there's a big scene in France and in Belgium, and the music and the dancing has evolved a lot and taken on lots of new influences, which is a really exciting and vibrant scene.
Cool. Can you tell me what instruments you play?
I sing and accompany myself on nylon string guitar.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to play some music, but before we do that, I wanted to ask you, why did you call the album Numberless Dreams?
So this album gathers four poems by Yeats that I've put to music, and seven traditional songs, mainly from Ireland, which I have arranged, and an original instrumental as well. So I was originally going to call it the Yeats Songs, but then I decided to use a quote from Yeats instead to make it more poetic. So Numberless Dreams is a quote from the poem A Poet to His Beloved, which is the opening track of the album.
Thank you, that's great. I'm going to go to A Poet to His Beloved in a minute or so, but there is one song that I wanted to ask you about, and we're going to play it straight after you answer this question. Can you tell me a little bit about Furavata, the track originally written by Sheena McFinlay? You sing it bilingually, and you do a fantastic job of giving it new perspective. What was your approach, and why did you choose this song? And we'll play it right after you answer the question, like I say.
Well, my version is based on Sandy Denny's 1966 live at the BBC rendition, which is absolutely stunning. She sings the verses in English and keeps the chorus in Gaelic, Iravata, which means the boatman. And at the time I discovered it, someone very close to us died in a boating accident in Wales. And so in my head, this song I was learning at the time became about him and his wife and their love. So I slightly changed the lyrics from the story of a woman waiting for her fickle lover into the story of a woman who loses her man at sea. Yeah, and it took me a long time to be able to sing it without crying.
How often haunted the highest hilltop, see. Will you come tonight, love? Will you come tomorrow? Will ever come, love, to comfort me? Iravata, snahur away, love. Iravata, snahur away, love. Iravata, snahur away, love.
Rendition of Iravata by Julie Abbé, who is joining us as a guest this week on the Blues and Roots Radio Album of the Week show. She's released a brand new album called Numberless Dreams, which is inspired by a W.B. Yeats poem. Thank you for joining us, Julie. Now, I'm going to ask you, what inspires you about W.B. Yeats?
Well, his life story and personal political evolution at this crucial time of Irish history is absolutely fascinating, I find. But in terms of his poetry, I'm just blown away by his sensitivity and his passion. And I'm also very touched by his mysticism and interest in the old Irish folklore, which inspired a lot of his poetry.
And we touched on earlier the track A Poet to His Beloved, and we're going to play this straight after you answer this question. I wanted to ask you, what inspired you about this piece? What led you to record it?
So it's a poem that is less well known than the other three that feature on the album. And for me, very personally, it's almost like a self-portrait I wish I'd been able to write for myself, except that I could never dream of writing with such depth and beauty. I can really see myself in the description of this woman worn out by passion who has so many dreams. Because in my life I've often felt very overwhelmed by the amount of things I wanted to learn and explore. And at the same time, it's also the poet making an offering to his muse. And that's why in the video we made for this track, I'm actually making an offering to the sea. It's a really beautiful video, by the way, which you can find on YouTube, which we filmed at the Gower in Wales, and it was done by my friend Kat Macaulay, who's a wonderful filmmaker.
A track a poet to his beloved from the brand new album called Numberless Dreams by Julie Abbey. Julie is joining us here on our Album of the Week show to talk about the album and a bit about herself as well. We're going to play one more track and we're going to come back to chat with Julie. This is Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week.
Thank you.
beautiful piece by Julie Abbé from her album Numberless Dreams. And I'm delighted Julie is joining us all the way from England. Julie, your settings of music to some of these pieces, they fit seamlessly. They take a long time to work out the settings, and by that I mean you've complemented these words with beautiful music, which would, to the listener, seem as though it was all meant to be. You must have worked long and hard to accomplish this.
Actually, it's often been the opposite, where in the sense that it comes very spontaneously, often in one go. So I look at the poem, I don't know what's going to come out, and I just start singing it. So that's how it happened for A Poet to His Beloved and The Song of Wandering Angus. Stolen Child, the music is not by me, it's by Daniel Bloodstone. I just rearranged the poem and the music with the help of Humphrey, my partner of the time. He Wishes for the Cloth of Heaven is a different story. I started singing the other three poems about 10 years ago. And one night, I was at home and I heard that a dear family friend had passed away. So I was very moved and I took my guitar and this tune came to me. And then the next night I was performing the other three poems and someone said to me, "Oh, you must look up He Wishes for the Cloth of Heaven because it's another classic and it's very beautiful." So I came home that night and I looked it up and it fitted exactly to the tune I had written the night before. I just had to remove one word. So that was really magical as well.
He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven from Numberless Dreams, which is the brand new album from Julie Abbé, who's based in Bristol in England, originally from France. It's our Blues and Roots Radio's album of the week, and we have Julie here chatting about the album. Julie, you've blended some of your own compositions on the album also. What inspires you to compose your own music?
Well, this album is very much a collection of traditional songs I have arranged, and the poems by Yeats I put to music. But there's also an original instrumental called Flagstones, which is beautifully played by Sid Goldsmith on the concertina and Dominie Hooper on the cello. So I've got another 3 albums in the pipeline, and the next one will be mainly full compositions. I usually compose when I have a strong emotion I need to express, or something in my life I need to process, or if I find a poem I'm very inspired by.
Where did you record the album about?
The album was recorded by Sid Goldsmith at Room 4 Studios in Bristol, UK.
Who were some of the other musicians that were involved in the making of the album?
The main musicians involved were Sid Goldsmith on the concertina, double bass, guitar and backing vocals, and Dominie Hooper on the cello and backing vocals. I feel really blessed to have recorded with them, as they're both exceptional singers and musicians, so it was a real honour to work with them. And there are 2 duos as well, one with Izzy Budd called As I Roved Out, which is taken from an EP we had recorded a few years ago, and another duo called Flower of Mahali with Amy Cox, who I am now performing the album with.
As I roved out one May morning, so early in the spring, I laid my pack on an old garden gate, just to hear my true love sing, just to hear my true love sing, the boys. To hear what she might say, for it's been 3/4 of a long year since together we did lay. So will you come and sit by me, of a long year since together we have been. No, I won't come and sit by you. No lover be of thine, since you were engaged to another true love, and your heart is no longer. So slowly past the wintry night, so slowly dawned the day. It's many a times I wish you were here, now I wish you were away. I wish I was in London town, sweet wine. I wish I was in his younger arms that once held a heart of mine. I wish I was in his younger arms that once held a heart of. It'd been on a fine summer's morning, the meadows were adorned with flowers sweetly blooming, and the weavers all on a tuneful note. I met my love near Bound Town, my lovely blue-eyed Sally, oh. She's the queen of the county down, the flower of my valley, oh. In admiration I did gaze upon this charming creature, oh. Her golden hair in ringlets fell, her scarlet cap and feather, oh. Her skin was like the lily white that blooms in yonder valley, oh. I think I'm blessed when I am nigh the flower of my valley, oh. And I lad, although I be with neither wealth nor treasure, oh, and yet I love my dearest dear, I love her beyond measure, oh. Had I the will that is possessed by the brave-eyed Aurelio, I'd give it to her that I love best, the flower of my radio. I hope one day the day will come when we join our hands together, oh, and I will wed the girl I love in spite of wind and weather, oh. Let them all say what they will, let them all read and rally, oh. For I will wed the girl I love, the flower of my.
Two beautiful duets there from the album Numberless Dreams by Julie Abbe. Brand new album just been released and Julie is joining us. How long did it take for the whole project from start to finish in the recording, Julie?
Well, the whole thing happened very quickly and very smoothly. I called Sid one January morning, exactly a year ago, asking him if he could record this album for me. Because he had already recorded two of my previous EPs. He was really up for it and he said he wanted to play on it as well, which I was very happy to hear. Then we contacted Dominique Hooper and she was also available. So I was very lucky to catch them both at the beginning of the year when they were both free before going on their many projects. So literally we had 2 days to rehearse and arrange 10 tracks. Then we spent 7 days in the studio. And it took 2 more months to do the mixing, which was also done by Sid, and the mastering, which was done by Tim Thomas. So in terms of music, the whole thing took about 3 months. Then my friend Rosanna made the artwork in the summer and the CDs were printed in November.
Fantastic. Now, what have you got coming up by way of appearances?
So we had a gorgeous pre-launch gig at the Bristol Folk House on the 29th of November last year, which was really special. And I've got a couple more gigs coming up in the Bristol area this springtime and in France in the summer. But yeah, I'd love to find more gigs. So I've been very busy launching this album, which has just literally been released a couple of days ago. And I'm looking forward to contacting more venues and to get back on stage.
Where can people find your music, your website, etc.?
Yes, you can watch my music videos and listen to a preview of the album and find out about my gigs on my website, which is julieabbe.com. Abbe is spelled A-B-B-E. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Julie Abbey Music. And you can stream or buy the digital download of the album from all platforms such as Bandcamp, Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, etc. And there are a few videos as well on YouTube if you look up Julie Abbey.
Well, we're getting towards the end of the show, Julie, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here from Bristol in the UK. I just want to ask you one more question, if I can, before you go. You've pushed the boundaries of folk music to a new level, in my opinion, and you tell a story, but you give it new life in the truest of folk traditions. Was that your intention from the outset?
Thank you so much. Yes, that's really what I try to do. Like most singers, I think I choose songs that really resonate with me, and they become very personal, even if I haven't necessarily written them myself in the first place. My first passion was theatre, and I gradually transferred it into singing. And so for me, singing, just like acting, is about storytelling, about giving life to a text and infusing it with emotions in the most authentic way as possible, and always trying to stay in the heart when performing them.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on our Album of the Week show and to chat with you for Blues and Roots Radio. I wish you every success with this album.
Well, thank you so much for having me on to talk about the album.
That was the amazing Julie Abbey, who has joined us from England. We're going to play out with another couple of tracks from her fantastic album called Numberless Dreams. This is Blues and Roots Radio's Album of the Week.
To
Now here's a house to you, Bonnie Gaswater. Well, you'll get all the pleasures of life. Where you'll get all the fishing and the fowling, and a bunny sweet lass for your wife. Dips the rocky highland of Sleuthwood and the lake. There lies a leafy island where flapping herons wake. The drowsy water rats, there we've hid our fairy vats, full of berries and of reddest stolen cherries. Come away, human child, to the waters and the wild, to the heather, rock and sand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wave of moonlight glosses the dim grey sands with light, far off by furthest rosses we've footed all the night, weaving golden dances till the moon has taken flight. Mingling hands and glances, to and fro we lean. Come away, human child, to the waters and the wild, to the heather, rock and sand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wandering water gushes from the hills above Glencoe, in pools among the rushes that scarce could bathe a star, we seek for slumbering trout and whispering in their ears, from ferns that drop their tears, give them unquiet dreams. Come away, human child, to the waters and the wild, to the heather, rock and sand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Away with us he's going, the soul and mind, he'll hear no more the lowing of the calves on the warm hillside, or the kettle on the hob. Sing peace into his breast, no hear the brown mice bob round and round the oatmeal chest. For he comes, the human child, to the waters and the wild, to the heather, rock and sand, from a world more full of weeping than he can understand. For he comes, the human child, to the waters and the wild, to the heather, rock and sand, from a world more full of weeping than he can understand.
Thank you for joining us wherever you are in the world. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. We've been featuring Numberless Dreams, the brand new album from Julie Abbé, who's based in Bristol in the UK. She's originally from France and she's a fantastic musician, singer-songwriter and composer. You can find out more information about Julie at julieabbé.com, or you can go to our Blues and Roots Radio Album of the Week page and you'll find links to all her social media platforms, her website, etc., where to buy the music. I'd like to say a huge thank you to Julie for joining us for that exclusive interview to talk about the album. And if you have enjoyed this show, I hope you can join us the same time, same place, next time. Until then, from me, Stevie Connor, on our Album of the Week show, we'll see you in the music.
As I rode out one evening, all in the month of May, Then by the banks of Clody, I carelessly did stray. There I beheld a fair maid, in sorrow did complain, lamenting of her own true love would cross the raging main. I-ho, he is my darling boy, he is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. I-ho, he is my darling boy, he is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. All the banks of Clody I wish you would me show. Take on a fair young maiden who has nowhere else to go. For I'm in search of a young man. Young John, it is his name. And on the banks of Clody I hear he does remain. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. It's 6 long months and better since your journey left the shore, to cross the raging ocean where the thundering billows roar. To cross the raging ocean for honor and for fame. When I heard his ship was wrecked all on the cruel coast of Spain. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. As soon as she had heard this, she fell in a deep despair. A wringing of her lily-white hands and a tearing of her hair. Saying, if my John is drowned, no other man I'll take. Through lonesome woods and valleys will I wander for his sake. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. As soon as he had heard this, no longer could he stand. He flew into her arms, crying, Betsy, I'm your man. Saying, Betsy, I'm the young man who's caused you grief and pain. And since we met on the Clody banks, we'll never part again. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. I-ho, he is my darling boy. He is the darling of my heart all on the walls of Troy. I am 18 years old today, mama, and I'm longing to be wed. So find for me a young man who will comfort me, she said. You must find for me a young man who will be with me at night. Then I'll roll him in my arms. He'll be my heart's delight. Now hold your tongue, dear daughter, then, or your courser will pull down. Your silks and satins I will pull down. You must wear your morning gown. I'll send you to the meadow for to rake and mow the hay with your pike and shaft all in your hand. You will stop this drinking tay. Now hold your tongue, did all to then. I was 40 before I wed. And though it was late, I had no weight for to carry my maiden head. Well, that might be the way with you, mama, but it isn't the way with me. For I'm young and daring, light and crazy and married I long to be. Now hold your tongue, dear daughter, then, and I'll find for you a man. A man for me, oh mother, she said, you must hasten, you must and can. The sooner the better, oh mother, she said, you must hasten a man to me. For I'm young and daring, light and crazy and married I long to be.